Okay, we're going to go on for Parshas Yisro. What a Parsha, no? Geweldig Parsha. Okay, Vayetze Moshe. So we have on the page in front of you, you have 12, I divided it into 12 sections. It's more than 12 sources, but it's 12 sections. Okay, we'll start with the Pasuk. Vayetze Moshe lekras chosno, vayishtachu vayishaklo. Moshe goes out to greet Yisro. The Parsha begins that Yisro heard about all the wonders that Hashem did for Klal Yisro. And Moshe goes out to greet his father-in-law. And he bows down and he kisses him. And they inquire of one another, how are you doing? And they came to the tent where the chaver would get together to forbring. They made a big suda in honor of Yisro. So the question is, if you look at Rashi, it says, Vayetze Moshe, in the second source, Vayetze Moshe, Kavur gadol niskabed Yisro bosasha. Not just Moshe went out to greet Yisro. Right, what does the pasuk say? Vayetze Moshe. Moshe went out. Rashi says, no, not just Moshe. It was a big kavod for Yisro. Kevin sheyatza Moshe. Since Moshe went out, yatza Aaron, Nadav, Aviv. Everyone went out. Aaron went out. Aaron's beloved children went out. Right, and everyone went out. So when the Vilna Gaon was 4.5 years old, because that's how Vilna Gaon stories go. That's actually how it's brought. He was 4.5 years old. And the question was raised, how does Rashi know that everyone went out? The pasuk says, Vayetze Moshe. Moshe went out. So how do you know that everyone went out? So the Vilna Gaon said, why does the pasuk say Vayetze Moshe? Why doesn't the pasuk say Vayelech Moshe? And Moshe went. Parsha is Vayelech. Moshe is Vayelech. So who remembers? What happens if Vayetze, remember Vayetze Yaakov? What's Vayetze Yaakov? What does Rashi say? When the tzaddik leaves, right? The tzaddik makes such a roshim on the place that when the tzaddik leaves, the kedusha of the place leaves, and the roshim that he left in the place leaves, and the ziv hashchina left, right? So the question is, if Vayetze means what? That all the kedusha left. So the Gras Etz always ask a simple question. If it's just Vayetze Moshe, so why did all the kedusha leave? Aaron's still there. Nadav and Aviv are still there. A lot of tzaddikim, very chashuv people are still there. So therefore, from the fact that it says Vayetze, and Vayetze, as we learn from Vayetze Yaakov, Parshas Vayetze, Vayetze Yaakov implies that what? That all of the kedusha left. So Rashi says, it must be, especially if you hold like the Rashi a couple weeks ago, Parshas Vayera, right? That Moshe and Aaron are shakulin, that they're equal. So why should all the kedusha leave just because Moshe left? So the Vayetze Moshe must be, like Rashi says, it must be that everyone left. Because otherwise it doesn't make sense to say all the kedusha left. So Aaron left, and Nadav and Aviv left, and it was a big kavod for Yisro. And that's what the Gra picked up on from the fact that it says Vayetze as opposed to Vayelech. Making the Stushel, what's the word? What's the Yiddish word?
Stushel? Sure.
Is that how you say it? Stushel? Doesn't sound right.
Yiddish word for what?
For like comparing things. So the fact that it says Vayetze, so he compares it to the Vayetze Yaakov, and that's what the Gruff figured out when he was 4.5 years old. Okay, very nice. Again, it just shows you that you have to pay attention to every word. You have to ask, why does it say Vayetze? Why doesn't it say Vayelech? If it's Vayelech Moshe, then just Moshe went. Vayetze Moshe, Rashi says, it must be that everyone went with him. Okay, pshat number one of Mirtzah Hashem 12. Okay, number two. Vayomer Yisro Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzel Eschem Yad V'Tzayim. Yisro gives a beautiful speech. Vayomer Yisro Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. The Torah puts a lot of emphasis throughout the Torah on showing respect to converts. You have to show respect to a ger. You have to remember that you were once, right? There's a famous essay from Mesichas Musar of Chaim Shmulevitz. You also were once a ger, right? More than once. Klai Yisrael were, so you have to respect for people. For Avadim, for Gerim, for people who went through tough times, because you also went through tough times. But the Torah puts a lot of emphasis on being Mechabed the Ger. So the Vilna Gaon says, you see from this Pasuk that a Ger is an even a higher Madrega than a from birth Yisrael, than a born Jew. How do you see that? So there's a Gemara in Chulin that says that you see that Yisrael is greater than angels. Where do you see that we're better than angels? What the Gemara is going to say is, you see from this Pasuk that not only is a Jew better than an angel, but a ger is even better than a regular Jew. Again, anyone know a ger? You know a ger? Yeah?
Yeah.
Am I missing something? Okay. Yeah, so next time you see a ger, I don't know if you should tell him this word, mate, you know, but you should just know, you have to have such a karas tov and such respect for the ger, that wow, you did such a gevaldik thing, you became a yid, unbelievable, and you're on a higher level than a yid who was born a Jew. So how do you see in this pasuk that a ger is on a higher madriga than Yisrael? So the Gemara in Chulin says, on Daf Tzadi Aleph and Vez, when do the angels get to say Hashem's name? How many words do angels have to say before they can say Hashem's name? Kadosh, 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 Hashem. So an angel says three words before you can say Hashem. So the Gemara in Chulin says, but a Jew, we're higher than angels because we get to say Hashem's name after two words. All right, good guess. Oh. It says Shema Yisrael Hashem. You're right, every bracha starts Baruch Atah Hashem. So again, status quo for a Jew is that we say two words and then we get to say Hashem's name. What does Yisrael, the Ger Tzedek, get to say? Yisrael says one word, Baruch Hashem. So the only one says, you see from here, the Ger on the highest level. It's amazing. A Malach has to say three words, Kadosh, 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 Hashem. A Jew says Shema Yisrael, Hashem. Yisrael, Ger Tzedek, gets to say one word and go straight to the word Hashem. So you see the chashivas and the respect that we have to have for Ger. It's an amazing thing to be a Ger. No? It's unbelievable. One of my wife's good friends, who unfortunately got divorced, just got engaged to someone who's a Ger. Like, all such right. A sincere guy on his own. He just, like, he was Mamash Yisrael. He was exploring religions, and he discovered Yiddishkeit, and he said, this is Emes. That's such an unbelievable thing, to become a Ger. So it makes sense. Baruch Hashem. That after just saying Baruch, the Ger is allowed to say Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. Okay? A third pshat. A third pshat. Perek Yutes, Pasuk Hay, number 3. Va'ata im shamoa tishmu bekoli ushmartim es b'yisi, v'hayisam li segula mikol ha'anam. Right? Klal Yisrael are called an am segula. The question is, what does it mean to be a segula? So Rashi says, segula otzer chaviv is a nice pshat from the girl. Not my favorite one from the night, but it's a really nice one. Otzer chav, what does it mean, otzer? What's an otzer?
A treasure house,
a storage house. Right, so Klal Yisrael is an Am Segula, that means we are the Hashem's treasure house. The question is like this, the Gemara is very passionate. Well, what does the king store in his treasure house? He stores his most valuable possessions. The question really is, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean for Hashem to have a treasure house? Hashem has everything. Right? Meaning the king, who has some very expensive things, but he doesn't have an unlimited amount of them, so he has a treasure house and he puts his finest possessions there and he protects them and he watches over them, and that's his otzer. But what's the inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu having an otzer? And the Klal Yisrael, the Am Segula, that we get to make the otzer for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's an otzer chaviv, a precious otzer. What can we possibly give Hashem? What do we offer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's a rare item. Again, a king, a melech, baser vidam, what does he store in his otzer? Rare items, expensive items. So what can we offer Kadosh Baruch Hu that kiviyachol he doesn't have? There's one thing that we can give him that he doesn't have. What is it?
Fields.
Nope.
Oh. It's
Tuesday's
tough.
Tuesday's a tough day. It's a long day. I'm with you. I'm with you, brother. It was a long day for everyone. Oh, but it was a simcha-filled day. New Jewish baby. Came an uncle today.
Better.
It's very chashuv. I mean, I was already an uncle, but I'm... Now I'm more of an uncle. Okay, Nu, so tell me. Nu, what's the one thing we can give a Kadosh Baruch Hu that he doesn't have? Brachos Lamed Gimel. It appears two other places in Shas. It appears in Maseches Megillah. It appears in Maseches Nida. I think Tazayin. Kol Bidei Shemayim.
Yiras
Shemayim. Hashem can't have awe or fear of himself. So Kiviyachol, the one thing that we give a Kadosh Baruch Hu is what? Is Yiras Shemayim. Is Yiras Shemayim. That's why the Gemara says there on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph in Brachos, it says, HaKol B'Yidei Shemayim Chutz M'Yiras Shemayim. And then on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, the Gemara says in Brachos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an Otzer Shel Yiras Shemayim. So therefore, says the Vilna Gaon, that's what our Pasuk is teaching us. What makes us an Am Segula? It's a very avodah dikvar, right? I mean, you think like Am Segula, Hashem likes us the best. We're His treasure. That's like really sweet. That's so cute. What does that mean? It means that we have to give him something that he doesn't have, kiviyachol he doesn't have. And when he gets it from us, he loves it. It's his prized possession. It's his treasure. What's the ultimate treasure we can give a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Yiras Shemayim. And Chavra, I don't think I need to convince anyone that Yiras Shemayim is probably getting more and more out of style as time goes on.
It's just not a thing.
People aren't scared of karis. People aren't scared of anything. There's no Yiras Chet, there's the only Yiras HaOnesh, and there's no emistic Yiras HaLokus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, it's a rare commodity. It's a treasure. Right? Bechlal, it's something that Hashem kiviyachol doesn't have, and we can only be the ones to give him. But all the more so, as time goes on, as the market, so to speak, shrinks in this regard, right? Each item becomes more precious. So that's the Otzer Chaviv that we give a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's, again, you have to think about that. The Am Segula, we sometimes think about Am Segula as like a free pass on life. It's anything but that. Being an Am Segula comes with the ultimate demand of having the utmost respect for Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a free pass at all. It's a recognition of the Melech, Malchei Melachim. And again, to give him the one thing Kivyachal he doesn't have, his prized possession, Yirah Shamayim. Okay? Okay. Number four. Perek Yutes Pasuk Ches. Yeah, now Klal Yisrael are arriving at Har Sinai. Perek Yutes begins, B'chodesh HaShlishi, L'tzeis B'nei Yisrael Meretz Yitzrayim. They came to Midbar Sinai, right? Getting ready for Kabbalah Satorah. And the Pasuk says, number four on the page, V'yanu kol ha'am yachta v'yomru kol asher diber Hashem nasa. Yashem Moshe is Divrei Ha'am El Hashem. Right? Where is Nasa V'Nishma up here? What parsha is it in? Nasa V'Nishma? Nope. Mishpatim.
Mishpatim
is Nasa V'Nishma. This week's parsha, you have the word Nasa. Right? Kol Asher Dibra Hashem. Everything Hashem says, Nasa, we will do. So the question is, can every Jew do every mitzvah?
No.
So this pasuk, the only one says, reminds us how important it is to realize how dependent we are on our fellow Jews. Vayanu kol ha'am yachtav. It wasn't just the unity that they spoke in unison. No, no, no. They said about each other that kol, and we're all together, then what? Then nasa. Then we're able to do everything. And the Vilna Gaon said, that's really the kavana of a chazal ha'amayim when it says in Pirkei Avos, kisha'ani la'atzmi ma'ani. You can't be a shalom, you cannot be a complete Jew by yourself. Kohanim have some mitzvahs, Eretz Yisrael has some mitzvahs, women have some mitzvahs, different categories of mitzvahs. So how could Klal Yisrael say, kol asher diber na, we're going to do everything. Yeah, we are going to do everything. That's what the Gra emphasizes. Vayanu kol ha'am. Again, it's not just a vard in unity. It's not just ki isha chad b'leva chad vard. It's the fact that there's a deep understanding that if I want to be the best Jew I can be, I have to root for my Kohanim, and I have to root for the Levim, I have to root for the women, and that everyone should do their mitzvahs, and that together we'll be able to join together in accomplishing everything. And then the Gra said, and it's a vart that other tzaddikim said also, if you look at the measurements of the Aron, if you look at the measurements of the Aron, Kli Yakar I think has this also, all of the measurements of the Aron, which are going to hold the Luchos, meaning representing Torah, are half measures. In Parshas Truma, right? It says you should make an Aron Atzei Shittim, a Masayim V'Chetzi Arko, 2.5 Amos is its width. V'Ama V'Chetzi is its length. V'Ama V'Chetzi Rachbo, and an Am and a half is its width. And Am V'Chetzi Komaso, and an Am and a half is its height. So why are all the measurements of the Aron, which houses the Torah and the Luchos, why are they in broken measurements? It's Chashavah, no? You hear? Why are they broken measurements? To teach us, because your Torah can't be complete. You're broken. You're broken. Maybe that's why the Luchos even have to break. Maybe that's a deeper pshat why the Luchos have to break. To teach us, there's no one person who can have all the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu's got kol Torah, kol in his hand. No, he doesn't. They're broken. It has to be broken. The measurements of the Aron are broken. Because no Jew can do it on his own. And that's why, again, that's what we're learning this morning in Lekan Amar, right? You can't look down on another Jew, and you can't be jealous of another Jew. We have to see ourselves as being one team. Kisha'ani la'atzmi, if I try to be my own thing, so then ma'ani, then what am I? What do you mean? I don't know, maybe I'm Rechaim Kanievsky, that's pretty good. No, it's still not enough. Right? Gemara in Shavuot, Sadaf Lam Mites, Kol Yisrael Arevim, that Jews are connected to one another. And if we don't look out for each other, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get everything that he needs. And Hashem wants Kol HaTorah Kula, so we have to work together. Okay? Here's a remez from the Gra. We haven't had a remez in a little while from the Gra. Okay, number five. Take a look at this one. This is a remez. I think Rashim Shlomi Astropoli said this probably about 150 years before the Gra. But the Gra is quoted as saying this pshat. It's from a sefer called Pri Chaim Al HaTorah. In the Pri Chaim Al HaTorah, take a look at this. Vayomer Moshe El Hashem, Lo yuchol ha'am la'alos el har Sinai. We know that Klal Yisrael are asked to restrain themselves from ascending the mountain. Ki ata ha'idos ha'banu le'emor hagbel ha'sahar v'kidashto. What does hagbel ha'sahar v'kidashto mean? Surround the mountain and sanctify it, because the mountain is going to be holy. Right? Be prepared. Bound the mountain and sanctify it. Okay? So chevra, think like the Gra. Think like the Gra. The Gra says, Hagbel es Hahar, surround the mountain, right? A gvul means a border. Look, the borders around the mountain create the what? The Kedusha. So what do you think the Gra is going to say? What are the borders around the mountain?
Jews. People walking around.
No, I told you it's a remnant. So look at the words. What are the borders? You're going to like this part. The pasuk says, surround the mountain. Thanks for joining us. The pasuk says, surround the mountain and make it holy. So how do you surround the mountain? Take the word har, hey resh. And look at the letters that surround the letter hey, and the letters that surround the letter resh. What letters surround the letter hey? What surrounds hey? Hey is dalet and vav. What surrounds resh? Kuf and shin. What do you get? Kadosh.
Dokish.
Kadosh. Or dokish. Right? You get kadosh. So the pasuk says, Gavaldik, Hagbel asahar, surround the mountain, Vikidashto, and make it holy. So the Gemara says, yeah, look at the word. The letters around har, the letters that surround har, the letters that surround a hay and a resh, are the letters kadosh. I'll add just b'derech remez, since we're talking b'derech remez, the tzaddikim say, a lot of svarim bring the idea that the four exiles of Jewish history, Bavel, Madai, Yavan, and Edom, is Gematria Har. It's also Gematria Har Mountain, 205. So part of what we're trying to do to emerge from Gullis is to take, so to speak, that Har, that looming mountain of Gullis, of our enemies, right, and turn it into a Har Sinai. So Hagbel is the Har, surround the mountain, look at the letters around Hay and Resh, and Bikidashto, and the letters of Kadosh emerge. It's very cool. It's amazing work. Again, these are just different techniques to think in a deep way about Torah. The Torah says, Hag Be'al Asahar. So look at the letters that surround Har. Got to look at the letters. The building blocks of creation. Okay? Okay, number six. There's a beautiful Gemara in Brachas. Now let's just talk, before we get to Kabbalah Satorah, because Perek Chaf is, of course, the Aseret Dibros, let's just talk a couple of arts, Vardlach from the Gra, on Kabbalah Satorah. Yeah? There's a Gemara in Brachas that says the following. Let's take a look. Am Rabbi Zera. Viteim Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Bo Re'ei Shelo Kemidas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basar V'Dam. Hashem, as a businessman, is not like a person. Why? Because Midas Basar V'Dam, the way of a person, Adam Mocher Chefetz, a person sells an object, Lechavero, to his friend, Mocher Atzei V'Lokeach Sameach. Yeah, the seller is sad and the buyer is happy. The assumption is that the seller was under financial distress and he needed to pawn this item in order to make a couple bucks. And the one who has the money to be able to buy at a good price is very happy. So usually the person who sells is sad and the one who buys is happy. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he sold us the Torah, is not like that. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein, Nasan Lehem Torah LiYisrael, he gave the Torah to the Jewish people, V'samach, and he was happy. Shenemar ki lekach tov nasati lechem. I gave you a gift. Torah si al tazov. Don't take good care of it. Hashem was very happy to give us the Torah. Okay? Okay, it's a nice Gemara. The Gemara itself is beautiful. But the Gra took it one step further. Because there's another Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin, right here after the Gemara in Brachos in source number 6, the Gemara in Kedushin says that when a person sells their first item that they purchase, it's not a good sign. I don't know if it's an ayin hara, I don't know if it's a segula dika thing, I don't know if it's just a practical financial thing, but your first investment, it's important. I don't know if it's a financial importance, it's emotional importance, it's a spiritual importance, but it's important to hold on to the first thing that you buy. The Gemara in Kedushin says, it tells the Gemara about a story about Rav Gidel, and it says that he was trying to buy something and someone else had purchased it. Amar le zavuni lo mazvanina, I'm not going to sell it to you. Da ara kamaisehi, it's my first purchase of land. Velo misamna milsa. And it's not a good simon. Right? Look what it says, Rashi says, V'lo mesam the milsa means, Eina simon tov, sheyimcher adam mekho harishon. It's not a good sign to sell your first purchase. So the Gras says, look how, it's all to give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the Gemara itself gives a lot of kavod to Hashem. Don't think that Hashem is like a basar v'dam. Again, a human being sells something, and he said that he was forced to sell it. Hashem gave us the greatest gift ever, and he was happy. Beautiful Gemara. But think about it. Torah is what? Torah is Hashem's first acquisition. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had certain kinyanim that preceded the world. The first kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first thing that Hashem owned, so to speak, that preceded the world by 2,000 years is what? It's Torah. It's Torah. So the Gra says, not only is it like the Gemara in Baruch Hu says, that Bechlal in general it's bad to sell something, but all the more so the Gemara in Kedushin says, when you sell your first thing, it's that much more of a bad sign. HaKadosh Baruch Hu trusted us with his Torah so much that Hashem said, even though the Torah is my first thing, it's my ultimate possession, And it's the first thing I ever created, the Torah itself, which is the blueprint of reality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I trust you, Klal Yisrael, to take it from me. Unbelievable. It says a lot about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his willingness to share his goodness with us, and it says a lot about us, that Hashem trusted us to take his first possession, and he didn't think that it was going to be an ayin hara. It was going to be a bad sign, like the Gemara in Kedushin says. Okay? Good? Nice part? Could you use a little more smiling tonight, Chavra? If you could. Thanks so much. Okay. Here's a Gaval de Gvar. Only the Gra could figure this one out. And once you see it, you're going to say to yourself, how did I never see that? Maybe because we don't learn enough Torah. But okay, let's see. The Tikkuni Zohar has an amazing line. And the Tikkuni Zohar says, Hasmol, this is number 7. Hasmol kolul biyamin, the left is included within the right. Umad lahavi bismol hu biyamin, and that which should be left is actually on the right. The left side is on the right side. However, the truth of the matter is, if you pay close attention, you can figure this gra out on your own. Okay, we're about to talk about Kabbalah Sotara, the Aseret HaDibros, which of course are given on 2 tablets. There's a right tablet and there's a left tablet. What's on the right tablet? The first 5. What's on the left tablet? The next 5. Right and left, which is Chesed, which is Gvura, which is Midas Adin. Right is Chesed, left is Midas Adin. Hashem and Elohim, which is Chesed, which is Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei is Chesed, and Elohim is Midas Adin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when he wanted to create the world, Bereishis Bara Elohim. God wanted to make a world of strict justice, of din. But Hashem said it's not going to work. Torah is the blueprint for the world. So when you look at the Aseret HaDibros, you look at those 2 tablets, Hashem wanted to show you that I took Midas Adin and I watered it down with Midas HaChesed. So you know how Hashem did that? And Mamish jumps out of you. You don't have all the Pesukim in front of you. But listen to this, ready? I'm going to read you the first 5 commandments. Anochi Hashem. Next word. Elokecha. Yeah? Elokecha. Los Hashach Velehem. Right? Velos Avdim. Ki Anochi Hashem. Elokecha. Elokecha. Los Sisa Hashem Hashem. Elokecha. Zachar Hashem 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 Yom Shvi, Shabbos, LaHashem, Elokecha. Again, it doesn't just say Hashem each time. Every time it says Hashem, it also says what? Elokecha, Lashon of Elokim, Midas Adin. Yeah? And then it says, Kaved es avicha v'simecha, L'man yarichun yamecha l'adam, Asher Hashem, Elokecha, No sin lach. So the first 5, right? Every time it says Hashem, it also says Lashon of Elokim. The next 5, Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinach, Lo Signov, Lo Sana Be'acha Yitzhaker, Lo Sachman Be'isreacha, no mention of Hashem whatsoever. But the first 5, every time it says Hashem, it also says Elokecha. What's the pshat? The Gra says this was the Kadosh Baruch Hu's way of taking, so to speak, Midas Adin. Elokim should have been on the second tablet, on the left tablet, on the second 5, right? Second set. The Kadosh Baruch Hu took all the Elokims from the second tablet and moved them into the first 5, moved it to the right. And that's why it says Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Elokecha. Every time trying to take Midas Adin and to try to bring it into the world of what? To show that really there's a chesed inside of Midas Adin. And there's a so to speak, a Midas Adin is always found connected to chesed. And that's what it means. When it says in the Tikkuni Zohar that the small is kol biyamin, that the left is included within the right, it's Hashem's way of saying to us, every time you thought I was being tough with you, every time you thought it was Midas Adin, you should just know that every left is really rooted in right. Every difficulty, every suffering, every midas adin, every time Hashem acted with us towards us with gvura, you should really know that it's really on the right side, coming from a place of love. It's tough love, and that's why, again, for the first 5 on the right tablet, it says over and over, Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Elokecha. That's from a sefer called Avodas Hagirshuni on Shir Hashirim. It's a couple's farm called Avodas Hagirshuni. So in the Avodas Hagirshuni on Shir Hashirim, he says this is the pshat from the Gra and the Tikkuni Zohar. Okay. Okay, number 8. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, famous Gemara. The Gemara says that Anochi stands for something. What does Anochi stand for? Anochi stands for either Ana Nafshi Ksivas Yehavas, Rabbanan Amri Amira Ni'ima Ksiva Yehiva. Okay, let's look at it inside. Source number 8. Gemara in Shabbos, Kufay Amad Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan said, Anochi is Notrikon. Notrikon means Rashi Tevos. That Aleph Nun Chaf Yud stands for Ana Nafshi Ksivis Yehavis. Which means what? Ana.
I.
Nafshi. Soul. Ksivas.
Right.
I basically wrote my soul down and I gave it to you. Yehovah's, I gave it to you. The rabbis say a different shot. Amira ni'ima ksiva yehiva. So the Gras said, the first one, ana nafshi ksivas yehovah's, is a reference to the four times that the Torah was given. And amira ni'ima ksiva yehiva represents the four levels of Torah. Okay, let's do the second one first. So I'm not even sure if I remember how to do the first one. Right? Amira ni'ima ksiva yehiva. So he says, yehiva is what? Torah Shabbat Peh. Yeah? Ksiva. No, I'm not doing it right. That's maybe the first one. No, yehiva, sorry. Yehiva. Getting confused. I don't remember how to say this part. Ana nafshi ksivas yehavis. He says represents four stages of Kabbalah Satorah, four points in history where our relationship with Torah got deeper. And Amira ni'ima ksiva yehiva is pshat remez drushin sod, backwards. Amira is the deepest one. Amira is sod, ni'ima. I don't know how to say it. Okay. But you should just know that these four words, which are emerging from the first word that God ever said to us, Anochi, I have to look his vart up again, is Maram is to, again, four times we receive the Torah, four different points of Kabbalah Satorah. And also four levels of the Torah. Four different, right? There was an Amira, there was a Ni'ima, there was a Ksiva, there was a Yehiva. I forget exactly how the Gros says it. I apologize. Okay?
You know which... there's Luchos Rishon, there's Luchos Shneos, Purim. What's four?
No, but it's also the different, you know... if he says Kabbalah Satorah, and then by Arvos Moah, Mishkan, Arvos Moah, I don't remember how he says it. I'm going to have to look it up.
I think the recording shut off because you got a call.
No, I don't think so. But welcome to Ayutara.
That was 30 days.
Thank you, though. Thank you for checking. Okay, number 9. Okay, but at least we got half of our out of that one. I'm sorry. So the four Lashonos correspond to four Kabbalahs, four times we receive the Torah, and four levels of Torah. Okay, I have to say it over better. I owe you one. Okay, here's my favorite one. This is great. You're going to love this one. This is a Kabbalistic story. Ready? Rosh Hashanah Daf Chazayin. We know in this week's Parsha, when it introduces the mitzvah of Shabbos, it says, what? Zachar es yom ha-Shabbos. What does it say in Va'eschanan? Shamor. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah of Zayin and Aleph, Zachar v'Shamor b'dibor echad. Hashem said Zachar and Shamor at the same time. What does Zachar represent in terms of Shabbos? Which aspects of Shabbos is Zachar? The positive aspects. Kiddush, being mechabed the Shabbos. Yeah. Shamor is don't do malacha. Okay? So here's the vart that they say. It comes with a little story. I don't know if the story is from the Gra. The Pasha says the story is probably not from the Gra. But the story was told by a sefer called Karim Shlomo in order to say this var from the Gra. I think so. I don't think the Gra said this. It's too funny to the Gra. I think. So the Gra said the pshat, but here's the mashal. Okay? Imagine someone comes to a little kid and says to the kid, if you could tell me how two people are both uncles to each other, I'll give you a prize. Two people be uncles to each other, is that possible? Is that possible? So the kid says, what's the prize? So he says, I'll give you two cookies. Two cookies, okay. So the kid says, okay. Reuven is brothers with Shimon's father. Right? Reuven is brothers with Shimon's father. So Reuven, right? Reuven and Shimon's father are brothers. So that means that Reuven is Shimon's uncle. So he says, Shimon's uncle is Reuven. So he says, okay, good. So he says, well, you know, give me one cookie. He's like, I got half of it. I showed you how one person is one person's uncle. So he's like, no. He's like, you got to do both parts so you don't get anything. It's a good part, no? So the Gra said, that's the pshat, Shamar v'zachar b'dibur echad. There's some Jews who think, I do Zachar Shabbos. You know? I have an extra little piece of kugel, chillin'. Shamor, not avoiding malacha, I don't know. Nebuch, there were Jews, you know, 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, early America, who would make Kiddush on Shabbos, Zachor, and then they'd go to work. So Hashem, at least pay me for the Zachor. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no way. Shamor v'Zachor, Zachor v'Shamor, v'Dibur Echad. You got to do the whole thing or not. You can't say, well, I got half of it's worth nothing, right? Solving half the riddle doesn't mean anything. You didn't do anything. You just told me a case of a kid and his uncle.
That's not the riddle.
Right? I don't know what the test riddle is. I don't know if it's, is there such a thing?
Shimon then married.
Shimon marries his great aunt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Needs to have awkward weddings.
This is why I became a teacher. I couldn't, I couldn't handle these types of like interview questions. Annoying, crazy questions to ask. Okay, but you got to do, if you want to be a real Eved Hashem, you can't do half the story. You got to serve Hashem 100%. And you can't do half Shabbos. What we've learned tonight is half Shabbos is no Shabbos. Half Shabbos is no Shabbos. That's what we learned tonight. Shamar v'zachar b'dibur echad. Okay? All right, number 10. Three to go. Number 10, Parshas Yisro, it talks about Shabbos, which we were just talking about. Sheishas yomim tavav v'sisakom l'achtecha v'yom eshvi Shabbos l'Hashem elokecha. Now this is a very grod dikavar. The grod's whole life was Torah and avodas Hashem. So how would you read the pasuk? What would you say pasuk pshat in the pasuk is? For 6 days you should work and perform all of your labor, and then on Shabbos that's for Hashem. So the grod said, no, that's not how a yid lives. What, 6 days for my boss and 1 day for God? No way. Sheishas yomim tavod. For 6 days, avodas Hashem. Tavod. What do you mean tavod? Tavod doesn't mean work for your boss. Tavod means avodas Hashem. And also, vasisa kol melachtecha. You also have to go to work. Right? Your focus is avodas Hashem, but you also have to go to work. But Shabbos yom hashvi. That's all Hashem. Hashem is Hashem alokach. That's very good. 6 days, avodas Hashem with also a little bit of malacha. Shabbos, kulo Hashem. The whole day is spent learning. That's a Yerushalmi. It's a Yerushalmi in Shabbos, in Perek Tes Vav. Yerushalmi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos to be able to sit and learn. That's the whole purpose of Shabbos. Gemara says, L'nidu Shabbosos, El L'girsa, I think that's the Lashon of the Gemara. Hashem gave us Yerushalmi. Hashem gave us Shabbos in order to study, to learn Torah. Okay, so Sheishas Yam Tavor, 6 days, do Avodas Hashem with a little bit of Malacha, but Shabbos is Kulo L'Hashem. Okay, here's a gravart on Nikudos. You ever hear a gravart on Nikudos? Did we have any gravarts on Nikudos? We had a Trup one. I had a Trup one last week. Okay, here's a Nikudos one. Now you have to know something to understand this part. Right? On the words Lo Sirtzach, and I didn't know this till this week. I'm actually shocked about this, and I'm not even sure what the Pashup shot is. We know that when it comes to the Asar Sidibros, there's two different Trups, right? There's the way that it's printed in the Chumash, and there's the Tam Elyon, the way that it's recited in Kriya Sator. So look at the word Lo Sirtzach. Actually, you can't see anything because I didn't give you a good list. The word Lo Sirtzach, I have a Chumash. And the word Lo Sirtzach, as it's printed in the Tam Tachton, in the Chumash, is Lo Sirtzach, at the Patach. In the Tam Elyon, very interestingly, it's Lo Sirtzach, with a Kamatz. I guess the Baal Kore has to say Lo Sirtzach. I don't know. It's very interesting. The trop we know is different, but some of the kudos, the words are pronounced differently. That's a big chiddush. I didn't know that. Lo Sirtzach. Okay? So again, the way it's printed in the Chumash is Lo Sirtzach with the Patach, but the way that it's supposed to be pronounced during the Kriyas HaTorah is Lo Sirtzach. Okay? So says the Gra, what is this? Kama, it's Patach, Patach. What do the words mean? Don't kill. So there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Tesem and Beis. People sometimes think Psach Halach is a joke. It's a very serious thing. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Yud Tesem and Beis that a person who doesn't know how to paskin, a person who's not fit to paskin and paskin shailas, yeah, such a person commits murder. Gemara quotes a pasuk, you're going to get people killed. Their spiritual lives are more important than their physical lives. You're going to get people killed. So it's crazy. You're going to go and you're going to paskin shailas, and people are going to it's mamash sakanas nefashas. But then the Gemara says, but a person who knows how to paskin, and with a false sense of humility doesn't paskin, that's also a murder. People need your advice. So the Gra says, that's the pshat. There's two ways you can kill a person. There's patach, and there's kamatz. What does the word patach mean? Wow. Open. Person who opens his mouth and thinks he knows what to say when he's not a posek, he doesn't know any Torah, he's a murderer. He's lo sirtzach, he kills people by opening his mouth. What does kamatz mean? To gather in, kamitza, to gather in. Right? There's another person who kills by gathering in, by keeping his mouth shut. The person who knows how to paskin and should have the confidence to paskin and doesn't because of his own false humility, that person also kills by withholding his Torah. So a person has to know. It's dangerous to share a Torah if you don't know what you're talking about. Eschataini maskira yom, number 8 tonight. Right? And also a person who has what to say and keeps to himself, it's very destructive. It's chorm bias, yeah.
Both of those things happen a lot.
That's what happened with the Kamsa Bar Kops.
Right.
Like you have this Kamsa. Classic guy who's been like from for 3 months after Shana off, and like he's given Shiram on Facebook, you know?
Okay.
On Facebook Shiram. I always locked that. And then like you have like the Israel.
Can
like,
I?
You know, I'm saying in the
Gedolei Yisrael,
like this morning. This morning somebody asked you a shout-out, I forgot to, you know,
I'm
fast, and I'm like, what do you mean you don't
fast? Right, because I'm following the Gemara.
No, you're...
Well, you know, man, I only have one
side. But
anyway. Okay, here's the last one for tonight, friends. From this week's Haftarah. If you're wondering why it's looking from Yishai is on the page, it's from this week's Haftarah. Okay? And I hope I can say this one over, because it's similar to number 8 that I couldn't remember, but let's see. Maybe that's why I was getting confused. Vayomer leich v'amarta la'am hazeh. Okay, now listen to these harsh words. They're very painful. Shim'u shamoa v'al tavinu. Ure'u ra'o v'al teidau. Hashmein leiv ha'am hazeh. The heart of the people have become hashmein. What does shamein mean?
Fat.
Fattened, right? Unhealthy. Klai Yisrael needs a triple bypass surgery. Yeah? Hashmein leiv ha'am hazeh. The heart of the Jewish people has become fattened. The oznav hachbed, and their ears have become, what's hachbed?
Heavy,
right? Dense, not willing to hear. The einav hasha, and their eyes are sealed, they're not able to see. Says the pasuk, pen yireh be'einav, uva oznav yishma, ulevav yavin v'shaver rafalo. So now, tell me, what's the question in the Vilna Gaon? Look at pasuk yud. What happens in the first half of pasuk yud? And what happens in the second half of Pasuk Yud? What's the Vilna Gaon's question? Answer you're not going to necessarily be able to figure out, but the question you can figure out. What's the Vilna Gaon's question? Look at the first half of Pasuk Yud and the second half of Pasuk Yud. This people is fattening its heart, hardening its ears, sealing its eyes.
There's no wave in the second part.
And then look at, there is lave.
Ah,
lest it see with its eyes, hear with its ears, and understand with its heart. So that it will repent and be healed. It switches orders, exactly. It starts off, right, a closed heart, a closed ears, and closed eyes. And then it reverses eyes, ears, heart. So the Gross says, what are eyes, what are ears, and what are heart? And this is a very nice shot. The Gross says, what are eyes? What type of Torah can you learn with your eyes? Torah Shebichsav. You can see it. Eyes represents Torah Shebichsav. What type of Torah is Torah of the ears?
Torah
Shebaal Peh. What type of Torah is Torah of the heart? That'd be ironic for the Gra to say Chassidus. The Gra says Kabbalah. Right? The Gra says Kabbalah. Kabbalah, a person, Chazal say, has to have an expansive heart to be able to grasp Kabbalah. Okay? So look. It says, let's look at the second half of the Pasuk. Seeing, hearing, heart. The Gra says that's the order with which one acquires Torah. First, a person needs to learn Torah Shebichsav. Then a person graduates to Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says. When you're 5 years old, you learn Torah Shebichsav. When you're 10 years old, you learn Torah Shebaal Peh. By the time you're 18, you get married. Yeah? Mishnah, Gemara. There's stages. So Chazal are telling us that there's an order. So the Gross says, that's what the Pasuk is telling us. Yishai is saying, Halavai, Klal Yisrael should learn with their eyes Torah Shebichsav. And then they should learn with their ears Torah Shebaal Peh. And they should learn with their heart the wisdom of Pnimius HaTorah. However, that's when it comes to acquiring Torah. What about when it comes to losing Torah? Which type of Torah is most easily lost? So the Gross says, that's the first part of the Pasuk. Hashmein Leiv HaAmazeh. It's easiest for a person to lose his connection to Kabbalah, because if you're not a person who's a Kaddosh, right, then it's not Kabbalah. Then you're not learning Pnimius HaTorah. So when it comes to losing things, Yeshayahu Nabi says, first you're going to lose your connection to the deepest Torah, and then you're going to lose your connection to Torah Shebaal Peh, and it's going to get so bad that you're even going to lose your connection to what? To Torah Shebichsav. And therefore, you should try to build yourself up. Learn Torah Shebichsav, then learn Torah Shebaal Peh, and then learn Kabbalah. And it's a good fitting message for us in the Parsha of Kabbalah Satorah to remind ourselves to always be striving for higher levels of Torah and to realize how delicate Torah is. Like Gemara says in Chagiga, the Torah is as difficult to acquire as gold and as easy to break as a simple piece of glass. If you drop your Torah, it disappears very quickly. The holier it is, the more it has a deep inner kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the easier it is to lose it. So Kabbalah, forget about it. A person who's not a Kadosh, he'll never have Kabbalah. A person who's not connected to the bris of Torah Shebaal Peh, also a very high level, it'll disappear. And God forbid it can get so bad that a person, right? I mean, what's the last kasher someone loses? Think about it. A friend, Rahman al-Litzan, who's not so frum anymore, right? He certainly doesn't know Pnimiyas HaTorah. He probably doesn't remember too much Gemara from high school or yeshiva when he learned, right? Hopefully he still remembers the basic stories of Torah Shavachsav. That's the last thing to go. So when it comes to losing it, it's Kabbalah, Torah Shavachsav, Torah Shavachsav. When it comes to acquiring it, it's Torah Shavachsav, Torah Shavachsav, first the eyes, then the ears, and then the heart. Okay, we should be zochet to be mekal with the Torah, with Ava, with Yirah Shamayim, the Utzer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Amir Hashem, we should become poskim, whoever shus to open her mouth, teach the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and bring the Gula.
Okay.
Shkoyach. Thank you all for coming. I know Tuesday is a tough day.
But
what a tzibur. Shkoyach. Thank you.